Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
Is he a Met fan?
If you want me.
Boom. He's gone. Yeah, big Met fan. We argue about that, though.
Joe and Evan.
This thing on. Hello.
Evan and Joe. 66
on
the air now. 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan.
Start going, we can talk to him.
It's damn right.
Of course.
It's not like it's Mike's song.
Right.
Then we'd show respect.
Well, I mean. All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 1 o'clock, CMB will come your way. The Renaissance man, Brian Riscona, in for the eternally vacationing during Passover, Doug Kramer. And, of course, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So I was very, very concerned on Saturday. Saturday was a crummy day. It was rainy. He didn't play golf. So it was a lot of sports on. The Mets were on. The Nets were on. A little golf on. So
Yankees.
Yankees. All right. So I had plenty to do that day. Okay? So, but my focus was going to be I'm watching the Net game.
No.
And I'll tell you right now. When that game ended, my first thought came to my partner.
Oh, I was in
is
pain.
Is my partner okay? Because that was an absolutely brutal loss.
It depends how you define okay. And let me just say this. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Dwayne Haskins, maybe the future quarterback
of the New
York Giants.
Is he coming on in 10 minutes? Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State quarterback?
That's right.
Soon to be in the NFL?
Soon to be in the NFL.
How about that?
For what team? We don't know.
Right.
He's going to join us in 10 minutes.
We know it won't be the Jets.
It will not be. No. Right. It will not be the Jets.
They'll do something stupid.
Right. It won't be that, but it'll be something else.
Right.
And we'll also talk draft with Lance Zierlein, and we'll get into the Yankee injuries, which continue at an absurd level. It was very painful. And as I was walking out of that arena, I started thinking about, is this the most pain I have suffered as a sports fan since when? And really, it's the wild card game against the Giants, because the Jets have sucked. You know, when you're not good, there's no pain. What's there to be painful about? The Jets haven't played a playoff game since January of 2011. Obama was in his first term. I mean, think about that, right? It's crazy. So it's been that long, and it was deeply, deeply frustrating because they could have and they should have won this game. And they didn't lose the game because of the officials. Should they have called a foul on Tobias Harris with 15 seconds to go? Sure, they probably should have. But at the end of the day, they turned the ball over way too much. They turned it over.
Yep.
They made
yep.
stupid mistakes. And Joe Harris couldn't hit a shot. And I give him credit for this. He kept shooting. And I don't have a problem with that because shooters have to shoot.
Yep.
But with a few minutes to go, they were up by six. And Joe had a great look from the top of the key where I think he hits his threes at like 60%, whatever it is. And when he missed that, doom came over my mind. And when Jimmy Butler and Jared Dudley both got ejected, doom came over my mind. And when I saw that look on Joel Embiid's face, because he had that look of destruction, I was very worried. And unfortunately, all year long, the Nets have been great closing games out. They couldn't close out the most important game of the year, and I totally understand why the national media and the helicopter media here in New York and everybody else thinks they're done. They probably are done. But this team fights back, and I am hopeful that tomorrow night in Philadelphia, they're going to come and they're going to fight. Not literally with punches, though Jared Dudley may, but they will fight until the bitter end. But that was, it was bad, man. I mean, that pit in your stomach, it just reminds me, why do I like this? I don't like feeling that way, and that's all sports does. It makes most of the time you feel like garbage.
Yeah, most of the time, especially when you root for the teams that we root for. And, you know, I saw that even though the hockey and basketball different. Your hockey team is sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, that right now is beautiful.
Right, that's great. But, you know, the teams we root for, bro, this is basically the way it is. I will say this watching the game. I really thought, and I know you agree with this,
mm-hmm.
when I got no issue with Dudley, what happened with Dudley in that spot. okay, because he was defending his teammate.
Sure.
Watching the game on TV, it looked like Embiid, you know, was, you know, just beating up Allen. And then when he went to the ground, when Jared Allen went to the ground, Embiid's pointing at him. Now, I don't know why he did, but it didn't look good. And Dudley's behind him, and he ran over and did what he had to do to defend his teammate. I had no issue with it. But he was playing a tremendous game. I mean, Dudley was playing as good an all-around game as you can play.
Yep.
And I thought, even though the Nets still, you know, they continued to keep that 6-10 point lead, which they seemed to have all day, you just didn't feel good that he was out of the game. I mean, you just did not feel good about that.
It's crazy to think that trading Dudley for Butler would feel like a loss.
Well, Butler did nothing in his
game. Right, and the Sixers are talented enough where that can happen.
Right,
Tobias Harris may not do anything, but Jimmy Butler steps up.
Well, I'll tell you something, too. In comparison to Tobias Harris, but to Joe Harris.
Yeah.
You know, J.J. Redick missed a million three-point shots, too. I mean, he must have missed 8 or 9 shots in a row.
He was due to miss after game 3.
Right, but then, with the game on the line, he hit the big 3 to put him ahead for
and
good.
And that was the opportunity Joe had. He could have wiped it
all
away.
That's exactly right.
But you're totally right about Dudley, and we've seen that a lot down the stretch.
He was terrific in this game.
The regular season game against Milwaukee, he was a big part of why they won that game. He was doing everything.
Yep.
Whether it was dishing out open passes to Jared Allen under the basket, whether it was hitting open threes, whether it was the defense he played, he was doing it all. And he was that veteran leader on the floor, and it killed them not having him.
Yep,
absolutely killed them.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And I think that memory that jumps out at me as I was walking out that arena is that they didn't get that last shot. You know, down by 2 after Mike Scott hits the wide open corner 3.
It's the only basket he had the whole game that I remember him having anyway.
Yeah. The vision is Caris LeVert was so good one-on-one and was really electrifying that Brooklyn crowd and looks like their best player, which is pre-Caris LeVert injury-like, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have me fantasizing about LeVert and Russell for the next decade.
LeVert does look good. I tell you, some of the moves he was making, it reminded me of Earl of Pearl in his heyday. I mean, it was those kind of moves.
That is very high praise. And so not being able to get that last shot, and instead the ball's in the hands of Jared Allen, whether he's fouled or not. I don't want the ball in the hands of Jared Allen, who had a bad pass about a minute earlier.
Nice of the league, by the way, to say he was fouled.
Look,
does you no good.
It doesn't do me any good. I like the accountability. And as far as Sean Marks is concerned, Sean Marks stormed in to the referee's locker room, which apparently is unheard of. No one does that. But here's the 7-footer, Sean Marks, busting through the door to yell at the officials. How can you not love it? How can you not? Somebody asked me, they texted me, do you really think the officiating's been that bad? I don't think it's been that bad. I'm not blaming the net losses on the officiating. But sometimes you need that.
Yep.
You need the head guy to say to the guys on the floor and the guys in that locker room, we're looking out for you. Now, is it going to make any difference in game 5? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Will the Nets get one more call or 2 more calls because of that? Or maybe they'll lose a call? I have no idea. But how can you not like that? How can you not like Sean Marks knocking? I'm just envisioning it. I'm envisioning him kicking the door and the door flying open. And here comes this angry Australian New Zealander screaming with that awesome accent, curses up the kazoo and yelling at these guys. And I love it. And I don't know if that's going to appeal to free agents or appeal to other players in the league, but I'll tell you this, it appeals to me as a fan. Because for a long time, and rightfully so maybe, the Nets don't get the benefit of the whistle. And sometimes, unfortunately, Phil Jackson taught us all this. The only way to get the benefit is to bitch and moan, which Phil did. And I'm talking about the coach Phil Jackson, Nick fans.
No, we know it is.
He did it brilliantly. Because how many times, Joe, after a game would he crush the officials, fined, and then get the call the next game?
Please. I saw that too much over the bull run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No offense to the Civil War.
Wow. Okay, I like that.
Well, you like that, right?
I like that.
I had to throw that in here.
Very good.
But look, I really just felt bad. And that's, I mean, look, the effort was there. There's no doubt about that. I think the positives are, you know, what you said about Marks. By the way, as Dudley's walking off the floor, he's high-fiving Marks as he went off the floor as he got thrown out of the game. LeVert looked tremendous in the game. He was phenomenal. There's no doubt about it. And look, I think that, look, it's not over yet. They already won one game in Philadelphia. They could, you know, I'm not saying they can't win another one. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. I wouldn't bet on that happening. But no matter what happens the rest of the way, this is a team on the rise. I mean, this is a team that's ahead of schedule. Nobody thought they were making the playoffs. You know, they were 8-18. They looked like they were dead in the water without Caris LeVert. Mm-hmm. They turned it around. They got into the playoffs. They got as high as the sixth seed. And, you know, the future is bright for the Nets. I think it is.
It is, and it's something I'll enjoy maybe a couple of weeks from now.
No, I understand right now it's not.
But for now, there's anger and bitterness. I want to give the coach credit, though. The coach did what he had to do.
He did. He played the big guys. Yep.
He played Caris LeVert 42 minutes in this game.
Well, the big three played a lot of minutes.
Yes.
D'Angelo and Dinwiddie
and
as well.
He obviously cut down the rotation, not having Ed Davis. We didn't see any of Rhodey.
Rhodey.
And we saw Rondae. Rondae was atrocious. Let's just be honest. I thought he added a spark to them when they went small in game three. He was absolutely abysmal in game four.
I think the one thing he did, if I remember correctly, I think he blocked an Embiid shot at one point in the game.
Yeah,
I think that's about it.
He blocked a shot. He got to the basket a couple of times, hit a couple of free throws. So, sure, we can find the positive here and there. But overall, I didn't want to see him on the floor.
No,
and
I understand.
And not having Ed Davis hurts.
It does hurt.
It hurts a lot.
Yep.
And I don't know what's going to happen in game five. Yes, in the long run, does it matter? They had a nice season. They're only getting better. I don't think we've seen this is the topping point of the Nets. I don't think they're maxing out at 42 wins.
Definitely not.
They have a chance to get better and better and better. But when you're in the middle of the fight, you want to win the fight. When you're in the middle of it, you want to win it. And as far as Joel Embiid is concerned, this is very difficult for me to say, but I want to be honest about this guy. First of all, he's a beast. We all know that. We all know the difference. Mm-hmm. And what he brings onto the floor and how unstoppable he looked, especially after the scuffle. He had that look in his eye. But Joel Embiid and the laughing and the comments he makes, he says after the game, we don't want to do what the Warriors did, and he meant blowing a 3-1 lead. The honesty that comes out of his mouth may be frustrating right now as the opponent, but it is very refreshing, and I want to give him credit for that. Mm-hmm. Because he says things other players don't say. And don't we live in a society where we all love when people say things that they normally don't say? Well, Embiid does that, and I give him credit for that. With that said, I can't stand looking at him.
Right.
And I think he's playing dirty. And I'm not talking about the foul on Allen. There is a Spencer Dinwiddie 3, it's all over the internet, in which Embiid goes to close out and basically kicks at Spencer Dinwiddie. He doesn't hit him, so there's no foul, there's no contact. But what if he did? Because if he did, not only is he thrown out of the game, I think he's suspended for the next two games.
Yeah, probably
So I think he plays the game a little recklessly. It's dangerous. He's going to hurt somebody. And I'm not just talking about the hard fouls on Jared Allen. How can you close out on a three and extend your leg like you're in a karate tournament?
There was also a foul, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on Simmons on one of the three-point shots where he wiped somebody out right before the shot.
Yes.
It might have been the Redick shot, actually.
The Redick
shot.
And they missed that call.
Yeah.
They missed that call.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did.
It's put up or shut up time.
Yep.
All right, the Sixers have done a lot of laughing. They've done a lot of talking. Joel Embiid was videotaped by TMZ Sports leaving. What's that burger place that's at Citi Field that everybody loves?
Which one? The Shake Shack?
The Shake Shack, yes. He was leaving the Shake Shack in Brooklyn. TMZ caught him on camera, and they said, is it over? And he gave that signal that it's over. All right, shove it down his throat. How about that idea? How about that? How about you shut him up? So I admit, he brings a lot of good stuff to the league. He's honest. He's this. He's that. Right now, I'm in war with him, so I don't like him.
Right. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.